Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
Machiavelli. I'm in the studio drunk than a motherfucker.
ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell, just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail, all the police wanna rag and tail, not knowing that I stacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, all in the game. Tell them, yo, my military, be prepared for the buffer simulator. Bitches are scary, get you near me. Run through visions of overpack prisons. Millions of niggas thugs living in depression. Restructs, I hope they don't tell us. The polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of spam, as we slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be growing and suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me falling, deficiated in this misbehavior. Got the cops, both five, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled them up soon as we thought it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Niggas got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Player-hating bastards. Me and my clique's on the shit. We keep a 50 on us, niggas know you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive, it's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring the soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on. I splashed on niggas, will I dash on niggas? Once I mash these figures, I'll be bad a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? It's the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucking 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga. When we coming for you, we hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, baby inside his belly, nah. It was Machiavelli that told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in the front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, nah, them niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me, oh no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets, count
came out, rapping and stealing and making five. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made five platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fuck the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas will never stop me, never drop me, never let me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation after I'm dead. They'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Glock 9, triple beams, screams and busted spleens and broken spines, broken bones and open domes from exploding chromes. I got a home in Rome. How you holding homes? You still throwing stones? Breaking niggas for they figure shooting bones. I got every kind of ammo from Glocks to slingshots and rocks to an excellent cock with a closed boat and red dot. Put a red spot on your forehead. We blowing up countries with nuclear warheads. The plague spreads. Generation X, busting old heads with hollows penetrating your neck. Came in a bucket, got away in a Lex. Don't flex, they won't find a body, just pieces and specs. I got full clips and two techs, but I never put the safety on. In a Kawasaki racer, you can never chase me on, never catch me on. My heat tightly in my palm, one more step, I'm blowing off shins and forearms.
I'm dumping, I'm dumping.
I stay ready with my pistol cock on your shots that weak blocks with 17 cops all around my spot. They tryna hold a nigga suspect. They say I'm loaded with text, and if I'm free, then they don't know what's next. Cause I'm Eastwood, smashing as a young assassin, blasting, dashing, stashing the heat with passion, action, Jackson, quick with lead, poison attacks, rapping, packing, spit, sit there, venomous raps, where you heat at? I bet you're 10 to 1, the deals get done, and still we all walk out one, nigga, I'm dumb.
Dumping on you busters when the lead fly, your head fly. Say a little something, I make a tough guy a dead guy. Put that on something, nigga, that's on me. You won't leave, faggot, stop bleeding. Ain't no guarantee, you guarantee to never stop breathing. Look, that's what the gang get you. Flair take the flames with you. We make a tall nigga crumble like the trace in him. YA mate, raise me in. These cops run a nigga like they try and cage me in. That's why we shoot first, cause we ain't got nothing to lose. They struck a nerve, lit a match and ignited the fuse. I'm sick, sure from a six pack. I think I'm going crazy till they bury me. I never let these motherfuckers worry me. I'm dumping.
Murderous mindset. Can't keep my nine straight. Sipping on this Hennessy. Waiting for the time to break. Show up and motherfuckers bow down. Recognize.
YA outlaw dog pound riders.
Untouchable mob of pistol packers. Well known fellas labeled for drug selling. Merciless jackets. Forever buzz. Roll with thugs and dogs. Commence to letting on rounds. Then escape in the fog. Who wanna see me solo? Catch Machiavelli while he's sleeping. My mini 14 murdering niggas while they creeping. Duck till you ass out. Drink till you pass out. Ain't scared to die. Drunk driving in my glass house. Niggas is under me. They bitches come to me. They heard the stories, nigga. Now they wanna really see. Bomb first, my motto is fully guaranteed. Niggas is player haters. Label them my enemies. I'm dumb.
I got millimeters, desert eagles and stolen regals. Nobody can do it like me and my people. I'm dumping, I've got six locks, one tech and an M16 with an infra blue beam. About to set it off, dumping, dumping. Got these bitch niggas jumping, popping the popping. Beware of four niggas coming with nothing to lose.
speaking.
Hey, what's up, Julio?
Yo, yo.
It's Dad.
What's up, Dad?
Chilling, man. Peeping you out.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
How you been, man?
It's all good.
I ain't talked to you in a while, man. What's been up? What else coming out, man?
I got this Dillinger and Machiavelli album.
I was just talking about that, too, off the air. I was just talking about that. I know you were putting that album together.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com. The world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, what it does, man. Friday, yay, Christmas Eve, day before my G-Day. It's going down, it's going down. First thing I want to do is, I want to wish my daughter, Kiara Lene, happy birthday, baby. And my boy, I got my new grandson, Kingston, man. He was born premature. You know what I'm saying? So, Papa praying for you, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't trip, gangster. I know you getting ready to pull it through. You know what I mean? All right, man. Let's get it in, man. Let's see. Rev Ali, Sweepy, and JoJo in the motherfucking building.
Say hi. Say hi.
Who had a baby?
My daughter.
I thought she had a
kid. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Surprise.
Congratulations and happy birthday.
Congratulations, yeah. Happy birthday. Yeah, my little nigga, he was premature. He's born premature, but he's doing good. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what was born?
How early was he?
I think about a couple of months, a month or two, something like that.
Oh, he'll figure it out. He'll be okay.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, all of the premature kids that I know, they wind up being about 7 feet tall type of shit.
I'm telling you.
You know, they yeah. Be riders. They ride like a motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, a month or two ain't that bad premature, but, you know, you pushing, like,
70, 80, 90 days, it can be havoc. Because my sister, she was born a month early, and she was skinny for a long time through all of her childhood. This girl could eat a horse, and you couldn't tell. You know what I mean? And but she filled out later on, like after high school, like after 18.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That's the way it goes, man.
She was born on my birthday because they had to take her early to save her mother. And now she bought the tallest one and one of the biggest, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my business partner, his son was born premature. You know, it was only about a month, some change. Man, that cat's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
He can't come over my house because I had to put a lock on my refrigerator.
Damn.
I'm telling you, boy. Little kids, boy, I tell you, they be grubbing like a motherfucker, boy. Like my granddaughter, she come up here, boy, she eating everything. I'm like, nigga.
And they be ready to crunch, huh?
Yeah, man.
But you know what, though? When I think back in my life when I was a kid, you know, the most times I had fun is when I was able to go somewhere where people had food or they bought me some food. Other than that, I was mad the motherfucker.
I used to like the family reunions, the potluck.
Yeah.
That's it. I'll be standing right by the pot.
Good luck. Because, you know, I'm telling you, because the thing about, I don't know, you know, our family reunion, see, I knew what my mama cooked. So basically, that's what I was getting ready to eat. I was going to eat that. It's something my grandma cooked, I eat that. Something my auntie cooked, I eat that. But all that other shit, boy, you can't trust everybody cooking now.
I'm by the stove and the grill. I stay by the stove and the grill.
Mm-hmm.
But see, my grandma was like 1 of 13. So I had like 13 dishes that I know was good to go. And I ain't have to worry about the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Because you know what? I'm just saying, like, some people cook food and they put foreign substances in the food. Like, somebody, I forgot who it was, the motherfucker made potato salad and they put raisins in it.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
You
about
to
get
kicked out. You got
to go. Yeah. They ain't even slapped for that. Yeah, you heard me? Some people, they cook and don't season their food, so it's like eating water.
Yep.
You be like, wait a minute. Motherfucker, pass the hot sauce, because this shit right here is nasty than a motherfucker. So it's hard to do the potluck thing. BP is in the building. But yeah, man, sometimes
yo,
you just can't
Merry
eat everybody's food.
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Merry day before Christmas shit.
Yeah, that shit too. And happy happy C day to the B day to the every day. Hey.
Yeah, man.
I forgot it's Friday. Yeah. My bad.
Friday. But so, it's Christmas Eve, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody man. Have a good holiday, man.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to try to at least, but shit, I know, I try to stay up until 12 o'clock at least, but I don't think it's going to happen today. Because I've been up since 3:30 in the morning, so. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the old is kicking in. Now, it's one thing that I might do to keep me up. I might make a track or something like that. If I make some tracks or something, I can stay up to 12.
More.
No, you just go and lay it down. Go and lay it down.
Hey, lay it down. You set an alarm clock. Set your alarm for 11:55.
Well, it ain't that damn important. It ain't like nobody here. My wife is here. My sister-in-law. You know what I'm saying? But
that's
shit,
all you need.
That shit ain't important. I'll go to sleep and wake back up at 3 o'clock.
would come up here and see you, Chuck, but it's supposed to snow tomorrow, so I'm not trying to get stuck up the hill.
Mm.
Are you serious, buddy? All right.
Yeah, they said it was they said it was supposed to snow. See, it might get down there, but I don't know.
Snow tomorrow after 3:00.
Yeah, that's why my boy, my street twin, said he get ready to be up here. He said he gonna come early and shit, so we can exchange our gifts and chill for a little bit. And he said he gonna try to get the fuck up out of here because that's what they said. The snow and shit ain't supposed to come until like later on in the afternoon. So that nigga said, I'll be up there early.
And again, you never know with this weather.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all ain't gonna believe. It's gonna be 80-some degrees here all the way until the first of the month.
Uh-huh. You know why? Nigga, the earth done tilted. The motherfucker just turned a little bit fucked up. You know what I mean? Cause I think about
getting our weather, and we getting y'all weather.
Cause like 2 years ago, shit, it was burning up all the way up until damn near Christmas. I think it started getting real cold, like January type of shit.
It's always warm here on Christmas. It'll be cool around Thanksgiving, and by the time Christmas comes, everybody have on shorts and stuff. We used to always buy these cute clothes and little sweaters and stuff and be burning the hell up. Never get to wear that shit really. And as I get older, it started getting colder here. I think maybe like I might have been like 14 or something. I had an asthma attack on Christmas because I just wasn't used to it being cold out so much.
Yeah, shit. It was cold. My wife wanted some cranberry sauce. I'm still trying to fuck with my car. I don't know what the hell is going on, but so I walked to the show right over the corner. And I was like, damn, if I walk 2 more blocks, I was going to get me some brews and all that shit. I was going to load up for the night. So I wouldn't even have to go tomorrow. Shit. When I hit that corner, get ready to walk to the other store. Nigga, that wind turned me right around. That cold-ass wind, that shit turned me right around. Because what it is like, Big Bear, I mean, it ain't that far from here, but that snow is on that mountain, so when the wind blow, it seems like it's blowing all that fucking cold toward us. You know, so I'm like,
It is blowing colder because ain't no sun coming in between them mountains. You getting all that cold, that's air. That's the real temperature.
I'm talking about, it looked like I was in the snow, the way I was dressed. And when I hit that corner and that cold air hit me, I made a U-turn like a motherfucker. I said, let me go right here to the snow and take my ass back home.
And did y'all know what's crazy, though? I always tell my fucking head, like, all the fucking time that anybody, you know, who lives in the South or got people from the South, you don't know. It'll be cold as hell one day, and then it'll be hot at night, or it'll be like 60 or 50 degrees for the nighttime temperature, and it'll be 90 degrees in the day. And I'll be having crazy-ass headaches, like, all my life.
Yeah, that shit is fucked up. When it gets hot, and then you go cold, that's how motherfuckers be catching colds and shit.
Exactly.
I know it was, like I said, a couple of years ago, around this time, like Christmas, it was hot than a motherfucker. I'm going, damn, where
y'all know that season had this breeze on y'all. Everybody was looking at me crazy because I had on 2 masks the other day. Then motherfuckers start talking about they've been diagnosed.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, I try to stay away from, like I said, I ain't out there really fucking around too bad, you know, because I ain't trying to fuck with motherfuckers, especially motherfuckers. If I see a motherfucker without a mask, I'm staying away from his motherfucking ass. I got to.
No, I'm just saying, like, even when you're chilling with your people and the people you love, right about now, it's a good time for everyone. Y'all can sit and talk, but everybody needs to smoke their own sweet, you know what I'm saying? Because shit is just getting weird right now.
Yeah, that's where the motherfuckers, my cousin them came over. They like, you want to hit this? I'm like, no, I'm cool. I got one over here, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, this don't be like too many motherfuckers coming by anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, and it ain't like a motherfucker be all up in a motherfucker face type of shit. You know, so. Yeah, but it's all good. Like I was saying, if it is what it is, shit. I can't do nothing about it. Be like, hell, it ain't like a motherfucker got a big ass tag on their head saying I got COVID around this motherfucker.
Nah, but I be watching out for people who, like today, I was at the store. A man come walking through the door with no mask on.
Oh, no. Hell no.
And I shook my head like, you are not throwing this motherfucking away. And the way I looked at him, he was walking my direction. I must have looked at him so fucked up. He turned around and went the other way. Like, don't play with me.
Well, I be in the store trying to hide my allergies, because I'm telling you, I get out there, and that wind be blowing, I'm sneezing like a motherfucker. So I walk in that motherfucking stove real quick and grab my shit, walk out and be sneezing my motherfucking ass off. Because as soon as you sneeze or cough, everybody look at you like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I do think allergies I don't want people looking at me how I be looking at them.
I'll get y'all some N95s, man. Get them N95 masks, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, shit, man. I'm very, I got some masks. The motherfuckers is like, I be trying to hurry up and get out the store because I can't breathe in the first place. That should be. And that motherfucker like, fuck, I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hurry up and get the fuck up out of here.
I can't breathe in that N95. That's why I just wear two regular ones.
Well, I got this the store on the corner I went, and they had like this motherfucking hat. That motherfucker got fur in it. And then it came with a mask, and that motherfucker got fur in it. That motherfucker heavy as fuck. So I throw that motherfucker up in my face when I get ready to go on the stove. And I be trying to hurry up. I be mad as a motherfucker. Them goddamn lottery motherfuckers be in there. Buying up the whole goddamn lottery ticket. Oh, let me have a number 15. No, I don't want a 15. Give me a number 2. Give me another 2. Give me one more number 2. And I be standing in line like, would you hurry the fuck up? You know what I'm saying? Nigga about to die. I'm going to die because I can't breathe in this motherfucker.
Hey, that track you had playing before this one? Yeah, you, man, you got to let me hear that one again, man.
Trying to get all, take all the tracks, man.
I mean, you know. I mean, if I can get them all. I mean, you know, you got to, you know, I like what you do, Scratch. You know, you got things you already made that Rev Ali can turn to. You know, back what you wanted when you made it, when you felt it, you know. And
I hear you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It can become real simple. As long as the brother got a storyline and a hook and it's catchy, you ain't got all that auto-tune shit on your raps, lyrics. I mean, you know, we can make it, Scratch.
I hear you. I ain't got no problem. Yeah, because that's what I'm trying to do. I need to get off of that video shit and jump back on the other side so I can go on and... Because I got a gang of fucking tracks. I just never finished them motherfuckers. I got to go over them motherfuckers and finish a gang of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Everybody wants something. So,
I mean, sometimes it's good to finish. You can you got a strategy, you know, you can finish them sometimes when... It's in the mix and a brother already can rap and you can say, okay, I see how he rapping on that. I can put this sound in.
Mm-hmm. But you know,
you did good. You did your job already. Basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because usually what happens is, motherfucker, if they got a rap and they come up here like JoJo, if he got a rap, I just make the damn track around what he's talking about. So it's like, you know, it's like basically custom right to what the hell you talking about. You know, motherfucker bust a couple of bars, I just make the track around what he's talking about. Hey, your homegirl, Tuki Black, let me see. Hold on. Let it play.
Let the music play. I just wanna dance the night away.
I don't know why everybody is hearing me talking about, everybody is hearing me talking about the motherfuckers is trying to charge the motherfuckers.
Yeah, something going on, because that little shit's still on the damn thing when you call.
Man. Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
That might be how them people got connected with us, that whatever they was, probably crossed over.
Well, I'm gonna hit their ass up. You know, I probably ain't going to be able to do that shit because I know they out the office right now. They ain't going to be there probably until Monday. But I'm going to hit their ass like, man, why is motherfuckers actually calling? Because it didn't do that to me when I called.
It didn't do it to me.
Maybe because you're the server to it or something. And anybody outside that probably going to have, you know, it's hearing that recording.
Well, when I start the show, it's something called Direct Connect. So I don't have to even call. It's just a Direct Connect, but I call from my phone. So my phone ain't told me nothing like that.
Well, that's what it's saying on our end.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm going to find out what's going on. Tuki Black, what up? What it does?
Yeah. What's poppin'? Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, is your number, Tuki Black, is your number a 442 number?
That's my
no.
Not a 442. No, I'm talking to her.
Oh.
Somebody just called me from a 442 number, but they ain't saying shit.
Oh no, I got a 442 number, but I ain't called you.
It must be somebody. They just called me, but they ain't saying shit.
Them insurance people and them bill collectors be trying to call from numbers that look like in your area.
Nah, they ain't no bill collector. I can hear them talking in the background, whoever it is.
Yeah, the
like they pocket dialed me by mistake or something.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, it's crazy because, you know, my cell phone is 442, but the house phone is 760. So motherfuckers be calling me from 760 numbers, and the number starts 760-307. So, you know, I see it and I answer it because I'm thinking it's like somebody around here that I know. And it be a motherfucking somebody trying to, well, do you know your credit card bill is overdue? I'm like, man, what the fuck? So they try to call you with numbers that's close to yours or something like that. I don't know what the fuck, but they do that shit all the time out here. I'm like, what the fuck? Hell yeah. But yeah, man, it's all
hello.
Good, man. It's Friday, yay, Christmas Eve. Man, you know what? We gonna have barbecue for Christmas. So shit, I got up 7 this morning and started barbecuing.
Ooh, what you made?
I got some rib. I got some pork chop. I got some chicken.
That's good. That's that nigga food.
Nigga food. Am my wife, what she did was she, I made the dressing on Thanksgiving, so she took half of it and froze it, cause, so she wanted dressing.
Uh-huh.
So, hell yeah. So yeah, we gon', not no traditional, you know, Christmas shit. Everybody, most of the time, a lot of people, they eat the same type of shit they eat for Thanksgiving on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be like, nah, we ain't gonna have Thanksgiving part two around this motherfucker.
We did that.
Mm-hmm. It's like a motherfucker having hamburgers and collard greens around this motherfucker.
Got well, aren't you so lucky, brother? I'm eating corn dogs for Christmas.
What? Oh, well. Hey, well, you're more than welcome to come up here.
I had two of them motherfuckers earlier, too. Should I had the plant-based corn dogs.
I'm eating corn dogs for Christmas, homie. I don't have no family no more.
Oh,
I ain't bullshitting. I'm serious, man. I'll show you a package. I had two corn dogs earlier today.
Especially
man,
no
I wish I was so far away. I really wish I was able to get food too, cause my people be acting funny with their funky ass.
Yeah, they be acting funny.
Yeah, they do.
Oh man.
Not my mama though. Me and my mama do with the rest of them niggas. I told you how all of our family was cool when they needed a place to stay and stuff, and they wanted to stay at my mama's house, but after that, you know, nothing from them niggas.
Oh, excuse me.
Damn, that sounds like a bear burp right there, boy.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
That barbecue.
I'm feeling like a burr.
Yeah. I said, God damn.
I'm trying to get it warm up in this motherfucker, man. I'm telling you. This is so crazy, man. I can deal with the cold before I can deal with the hot. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, that heat's a motherfucker, ain't it?
Yeah, because you, shit, man, it'd be 110 out around this mug. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't against the law for you to walk down the street naked, your ass still going to burn up.
Mm-hmm.
But at least when it's cold, you can load up. Motherfucking beanies and scarves and long johns and boots and all that shit. Try to keep it warm.
You can have it.
I have a real hate relationship with cold because I don't have as much sinus problems, but it seems like everything else is a problem. Because you got to worry about that asthma cough, like if it gets too windy and it's cold, and if it gets too warm, like sometimes the heater makes me have an asthma attack because people be blowing the heater, so it's just a bunch of bullshit for me. But I like around like 65, 70, I like that.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, when you got that, when it's comfortable, but unfortunately, the seasons don't make it comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Especially up here. It's either going to be hella hot or it's going to be hella cold. You catch that in between in a transition. That's like when spring comes. But then that's all when all the sneezing and all that shit really starts. Fucking flowers is blooming and bees is coming out fucking with you type of shit. Mm-mm. But when that summer hit, that motherfucker say summertime right after Father's Day, it's a wrap. So you be sitting up there going, fuck, I got three more motherfucking months before fall for it to even start getting kind of cool. So fall be all right.
Mm-hmm. That's the one season. Houston got that together. Houston know when it's summer. All of Texas, they know when summer is.
I hear you. Well, check this out. What we going to do, we're going to jump into a couple of songs because you notice I played three Tupac songs. So we're going to go three for three, all right? We're going to play three in a row. Then we're going to go to somebody else. We're going to play three of them. Three of them. I'm going to play three of mine. You know, maybe. I don't know. It depends on how I feel. But let's see. Who am I going to put up first? Three for three. True West Radio, man. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. Let me play this real quick. Let me play three of these joints right here. Ha ha.
I got Security can't stop it. This little card in my wallet will buy out your block and use it for talking. When I pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah. Show me love, let's get it, yeah. Pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah. Show me love, let's get it, yeah.
Iced out for my teeth and my titty, hot city, so I'm always in pretty. Lights out, ain't nobody fucking with me. Lights out, yeah, them niggas poppin' willy. Latest fashion when I'm in action. Take a pic, get a laugh on your bastard. I'm the main event, you better catch it. Bless you bitches like I'm your pastor. I had a nightmare, I was broke as fuck. Woke up and made another 2 million bucks. If a fund was the guns to keep it up, cause it don't make the toes run up. And I drip on the strip like I'm the big crip. Heart don't pump Kool-Aid so my blood is thick. And on any beat, I'ma talk my shit. Flex, just go ahead and bomb my shit. I roam aloud, but we quiet. Silence are on, so don't try it. My car expenses, you cannot buy it. Never been driven, look at the mileage. I bring them out, ring them out, like Sean say. Work my body like I was Beyonce. Most of you niggas out here beyond gay, but it's okay. I'm in your city. When I pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah. Show me love, let's get it, yeah. Pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah. Show me love, let's get it, yeah.
Lucky black, in a booth for telling the truth. Nah, how we do, yeah. Lucky black, I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas out here doing. Y'all already know what type of time I'm on.
Fuck being humble, y'all know how I give it up. Rowdy in my Audi and this kitted up. Got the titty sitting up, never can be rich enough. Got my bitches switching up, crazy like we living up. Pose for detective bitches cause we don't give a fuck. On the block, the sun come up, or them fuckers come on up. In 3 hours if I ain't up, at the block still won't turn up. And in the fourth hour, Tookie Black gonna pull up. All my thugs is crazy cuz, and my blood is thick as fuck. My mommy's got good Panani and always wonderful. Ask about me, trust. I'm gonna give you what you want. You gon' be so excited, feel like you bout to nut. But don't make me pull my gun, have you cowards duck and run. Cause my pussy tight, yeah, something like a nun. I do it all for fun, and get a couple funds. Yeah, you doing it for once, I'm doing it for billions. I'm trying to kill them, sign and seal them. Deliver them to hell like Jesus to them. Get money. The duckets and took you probably fucked it. And if I suck it, I know the motherfucker loved it. I don't answer, I leave it on red. Until I'm ready to get some money and some head. I said what I said, and truth never changed. And I'm the truth, here to change the game. Dissect these lanes, put some respect on my name. If you want it, put some checks in my name on the grown shit. You trying to own it, I'm trying to own shit. You put me out, bitch, I got my own shit. From the cradle to the grave, I never behave. I better get paid, or you catching my fade. Hair trigger, pull back like some French braids. Kiss you with the sweet brush, I bet like Kool-Aid.
Hey, yo, what the fuck is you talking about?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to finish the verse out without incriminating myself.
Free Bobby Schmidt.
Burning all they like. Violated twice, living wrong is right.
Get money.
Burning all they like. Violated twice, living wrong is right.
Pop off, you get popped on. Watch your brain pop while eating popcorn. Black money slow, y'all niggas is doing porn. Suck your dick, it's now the new norm. Okay. I don't top five unless it's shit long. Yeah. But six stacks really turn me on. Yeah. In the mall, I never use cash. Also credit loaded up, then I dash. Hit the gas, shitting on your ass. Yeah. Load the clip, put on my ski mask. Yeah. I'm taking everything, except the fucking trash. Yeah. He don't mind, he busy looking at my ass. Yeah, pretty, pretty, I get pretty, pretty, I get chitlins, no matter the city, I keep that thing with me, the sunshine, nigga, get on your grind, yeah, you better get yours, cause I'm getting mine, get
money, it's burning all the night, violated twice, living wrong is right,
get money,
burning all the night, violated twice, living wrong is right,
get money,
I'm
say. Feel good, I told myself that I ain't gon' trip today. I'ma take the day off, shut shop, and shake my rise. What the fuck I wanna do, spin wops, I'm down the drop. Swerve, dip, swerve, it don't stop. I'm spinning up G, still holding the dot. A nigga headed to the city, smoking Bombay in a G-way. Dip, swerve, one dip, freeway. It's a little tricky when you're rolling up a 50, trying to stay in your lane, doing 50 over 60. Nigga rolling 50, looking out for the 50s. Look around, all clear, buff, buff, it's a baby. Gotta hit the show, cause the show got at the titties. Trying to find me a pretty down the doo do my ditty. Don't like the ditty, county bitches acting shitty. So I kick them through the dirt when I bounce. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't have to hide, come outside, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want to be just small cheese, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today.
Lamborghini Mercy. But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio Friday, the Christmas Eve special. You know what I'm saying, man? It's all good life, firewood. We got that 3 for 3. That was Tookie Black. She said she had to roll out. She had to go do something else. But True West Radio, man. Hey. Merry Christmas Eve. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's all good. Shit, my cousin just brought me some goddamn Hennessy and eggnog.
That's what my wife in there doing. She in there on that type of shit.
That's the closest family I got, man. And just so happened that while I moved, that this nigga is in the family bloodline. I mean, in the family tree. He a Tucker, I'm a Hubbard, so our family crossed, you know what I'm saying? So we just call each other cousins and shit.
I hear that. Mr. Everywhere, what's up, man? How you feeling, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Happy birthday, man. I was just in my
Mr. Everywhere.
Oh, it's tomorrow, but thank you.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nigga
yeah.
Say he called himself Everywhere, but he at home.
That's the best place to be, man. You can't be out at them festivals or none of that stuff, man. It's dangerous out there.
Yeah, sometimes it's good not to be everywhere.
Yeah, man. Happy holidays to everybody.
During this motion, this moment. Last year, I was in the hospital. Buddha Ali took me in. Christmas Eve, and then they kept me for 2 hours, said nothing was wrong with me. The next day on Christmas, they said I had a heart attack. So they just like, so I missed all
last
that. Last year? I've been there for New Year's Day. I got out.
Oh,
oh
my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pain.
Well, at least this year, you at the house, ain't you?
So, yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been thankful. I've been in meditation phase. I've been thankful for Buddha, man. I just reminisce on that.
All right.
Life saving.
Man. Yeah, that's a cold shot when, 'cause I remember 1 year my sister lost, she got sick, and my wife had to take her on to the hospital right. It was 12 o'clock. It was damn near 12 o'clock or a little after 12. So she had to leave to take my sister-in-law to the hospital, and it was my birthday. It was 12 o'clock. Shit, I turned the music up so goddamn loud. I said, this motherfucker party like a motherfucker by myself.
Shit. Mm. You ain't got Jomo up there with you.
Huh?
I'm surprised you ain't got JoJo Loco up there with you getting ready to celebrate.
Ah, man. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. It's like, when you get older, none of that shit really matters as much as it did when he was a youngster. I got me a few beers. I got me some weed. I got some music. And right now, I got y'all. Shit, this is all I need. But I always make a track on every New Year's and every Christmas. I make at least 2 or 3 tracks. So I know whatever I make, if I make it at 12 o'clock, it's going to be fired in the motherfucker. And I'm going to start the auction off at $10,000. Y'all get $10,000, $10,000, and $1, $10,000, $2.
20,000
travel, I'll tell you. Sold, nigga. Yeah. But it's all good. Well, just sit up here trying to figure some shit out around this motherfucker. I need to clean this raggedy motherfucker up. God, no motherfucker just gonna Sometimes niggas just pop through on my birthday. You don't even know motherfuckers gonna come. They just start falling through.
Them the best visits.
Huh?
I say those the best visits.
Mm-hmm. Cause I know, I know my usual is gonna pop up, so everybody gonna, they gonna bring me a bottle and some weed. They do it every year. Never fail. So I already expect them, but yeah, I'm gonna gotta get up in the morning and put some water in this motherfucker. I be working on these computers and all that shit, so I be having computer parts all over the place and shit. But yeah, so. But yeah, man, them motherfuckers, my boy put me up on this shit. I don't know if y'all had said something about it, but that shit called Clubhouse?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. My boy, me and him and Scotty was talking, and he was saying that it's a good platform that, you know, we want to get some extra followers or something like that, but most of the shit be like gangbangers on that motherfucker.
You don't want that, homie.
No, I
you
want
do not
that.
Want that.
No, the thing about it is what niggas is doing. If they going on there and them motherfuckers will start a room talking about, you know, what's dude name that just got stabbed?
How Draco the ruler.
Draco,
yeah.
Yeah. They had that nigga, they had all that shit up on that motherfucker. And then I was telling Scotty, I was like, look, we started a room just because them motherfuckers is doing what they doing. If we start a room talking about what we do. We ain't gotta be having the gangbangers on that motherfucker.
But see, what I don't like, what I just heard, is that nigga Whack 100 over here talking shit about the essays, and the essays over here that's out here, cause you know that nigga from Pacoima, and he a Pahu nigga. So this nigga over here talking shit, he said something about the essays. So now the essays is looking at it in a different way, and now they starting to fuck with our, you know, our people and shit. Because of this nigga running his mouth about stupid shit.
Everybody,
you know how motherfuckers are, homie. And he was on there talking about this shit.
My nigga Mook, who was telling us about this shit, he the one that told me that Whack 100 was on there. Everybody is talking about that nigga on that motherfucker.
Yeah, man, that nigga need to get dealt with, homie. I never wanted anybody to get killed, but I want that nigga removed from the earth, man, because
that nigga
be talking all that shit, but don't be nowhere around where shit be popping off.
Yeah, and that nigga signed Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah,
I really can't stand that motherfucker.
So it's like, dude, you know, fuck all that.
But
you know what I'm saying?
You know what it is? I think that, see, that's what some motherfuckers do. They doing it just because of what we doing. We talking about the nigga right now. Niggas start doing shit like that so they can feel like they relevant. But then when the shit hit the fan, the motherfuckers be like, mm-mm. They go and touch their tail.
Yeah.
So that's what motherfuckers do. Niggas up there doing like super, what they call trolling. You know what I'm saying? And making money.
Doing
that all
the white stuff, man.
Yeah. They get niggas all mad and shit.
Hit some of the YouTube hits on all the platforms they be on and stuff. So that's all they doing is generating money off of that. You know, you can make $40,000-$50,000 just off an interview and post it on YouTube. You go to Vlad TV and Vlad might make $2 million. You might make $40,000 just off the hits and stuff, and then whatever Vlad pays you. So, of course, you're going to keep going on the show.
Yeah, so motherfuckers be out there trolling just to get things. it's just like me. If I decided to jump up on some shit like that and just start talking shit about motherfuckers, nigga, my stats is going to go up. But that's a dumbass move because now you got to fuck around and look over your goddamn back every goddamn day.
Well, you got a tan on.
Yeah, motherfuckers sitting up here doing that trolling shit, talking shit, stirring up shit, and this, that, and the other, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, 9 times out of 10, nigga ain't gonna do shit. It was just like that fucking Rainbow Bright, nigga. That nigga was sitting up here, nigga, starting all kind of shit. And he say, yeah, I'm right here, I'm in L.A., I'm right downtown. And all them niggas showed up, but that nigga recorded it, like, way earlier. Well, that's what it is, man. Motherfuckers just be trolling and shit. Motherfuckers just be wanting to start shit. And motherfuckers listen to them, and then the people who they fans, they suck that shit up. Ain't no motherfucking way one of y'all motherfuckers gonna be on there and y'all be talking shit about motherfuckers and all this and all that. I ain't getting ready to suck up to that shit. I'm gonna be like, yo, stupid in the motherfucker. What the fuck are you doing that for? But that's what it is. Motherfuckers was trying to start controversy to try to make some money. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do that shit to make some money. But niggas don't know, boy. Some motherfuckers out there that's really out for your head.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Out for your head.
Yeah,
you gotta watch that Project Pat interview about Memphis. He said in Memphis, man, we pay $200 to get you here. He said flat
out. Oh,
yeah. He's like, where the house at? So you give him $200. It don't cost much.
Nah. You can find, well, you give a motherfucker, you give one of these motherfuckers a cool little strap. Them motherfuckers will go and do it for you. But I wouldn't do no shit like that, you know what I'm saying? If it's somebody I want to get, I'm going to get them my goddamn self. If that was the case, you know what I mean? Because niggas, what they say is better. It's better when you do it like that anyway, because ain't nobody tell on you but you.
Yeah, you gotta have the evidence for me to even agree to that shit.
Yeah, motherfucker be like, well, man, you know how they do motherfuckers do it. Well, your boy in the other room singing like a canary, like the first 48. I be like, you dumb motherfucker. Niggas go out and do something, and one nigga cracking tail the whole time. You know, so it's better if you gonna do some dirt, do it by your goddamn self. But hopefully, ain't nobody really gotta go there, you know, unless it's mad though. It's only gonna go there if you fuck with my family, or you just push the wrong button. Then I'm going there. But other than that, little stupid ass shit. There's so many motherfuckers that owe me so much money that I ain't even thinking about them. I'm like, all right, just watch this, you motherfuckers. You gonna see, you know, in the end, who wins, you know what I mean? So, that's what that's all about. Let's see here, man. Let me see, I think I'm gonna go another 3 for 3. Who the hell am I gonna do with 3 on?
Well, I hope they don't try to go after Snoop in that episode.
You think about
being hurt with radio, but
you think go after who?
Nope.
I ain't.
Yeah, him and his business partner were the ones who put that on, so them and Live Nation. So.
Nah, they ain't gonna mess with Snoop, man. Snoop said he ain't fucking with none of that shit. He cool. You know, the thing about it is, that nigga, he said he left. He rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing the motherfucker be coming after is the motherfucker Live Nation motherfucker.
Yeah, we well,
like,
they
motherfucker
said, right?
Always.
They said we had a security team with them, but they wouldn't let all of them backstage.
That's what I'm saying.
So it wasn't like Snoopy and Lina had a security. Security was there, and Draco had his security, they wouldn't let the whole thing backstage.
Yeah, because, you know, certain shows, you only have certain people that you have backstage. You can't have your whole goddamn clan back that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You can't have all your niggas back there. He said he was there. He said the motherfucker had all kind of motherfuckers back there.
That's why I was glad that that versus got resolved with a busy bone in him, because it was going to be real ugly in L.A.
Pretty much. Shit, man, let me get back into it. Let me get these next 3 for 3s in, and we're going to get back with you. True West Radio Friday, Christmas Eve special. Kind of like my birthday show, but I ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? I be done popped up tomorrow doing the goddamn show. You never know. True West Radio, man, let's get it.
Yeah, what's up, girl? Long time no see. But even I'm coming home late night, hot and blow, ready for some freak episode, ready to drop some heavy cum load, in full funk mode, ready to explode, in full pleasure ecstasy, every moment with me, we be going hard easily, as we be doing some real freaky shit easily. Smoking the best of Kush, drinking Kush, Grey Goose crushed ice. Yeah, but heavies are getting loose. Yeah, you know that love making produced by inner soul, losing control. Whoa, baby, whoa, here we go. Is it going down now? What's on breaking the back out, making the whole pack out? Yeah, as I max out on some real freak shit. No doubt, I'm about that life, real sexy life. Yeah, it's going down tonight. Passionate love making into sexy crazy. And you know that love is making so amazing. It got me home contemplating sex game changing. Yeah, daily from the best game fuck faces. As we exchanging that real shit. Business for pleasure and you know what it is. Got me feeling so nice. Yeah, we gotta get it in serious. Body clashing, love making passion. Yeah, sex action. No filters, no captions to our own sex package. Delivered by COD straight from me. Yeah, it's Mr. Ecstasy. Boss playing gaming easily. Fucking hard, yeah, so easily. Fuck shit, game is off the chain. Yeah, you know she giving me mad head game. Blowing my brain. Yeah, we doing our own thing once again. Business for pleasure, the type shit. While we doing it, the sexy and sweet. From the head to her feet, so complete. Yeah, we doing it both sex game compete. As this shit is so sleek. As she speaks, as our body beat. Her pussy balls and booty cheeks. Until she scream and cream them sheets. Yeah, I'm busting and doing this shit easily. Business for pleasure for our both seek. And her souls compete. Check it out for Pete.
We're about On the road behind these bars of death, the toolie lead a bullet flaming off in your chest. It's the West we rap, nigga, I'm speaking for tech, nigga. Disrespect the set, then it's off with your neck, nigga. At 120 speed and trying hard not to rank, nigga. Bullets leave you wet and hoping I don't have to bless, nigga. Smoke. Trying hard not to wreck niggas. Bullets leave you wet and hoping I don't have to bless niggas. Murder these words like the alphabet killer. The style is sinister, we need prayers from ministers. Demons and devils lurking, it's the age of Genesis. Black to the young, with Trayvon and the innocent.
Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit.
My words beat lightning, hyperbionic frightening. Authorized for studio session with the license. Pro Tours license, musical class fire. Death poetry, send your album to the mortuary. Very scary how I give songs a funeral. Bury your verses in the dirt beyond spiritual. Poetical tragedy for my hip-hop academy. The killer lyric, West Coast supreme fashion. Pulls the death bullets, shoot fire back at y'all. My eight bars of lyrics for y'all to catch on. My catalog is poetry, killer death songs. Translation, devastation for microphones. West assist, steel balls, player certified. My paragraphs are synthesis made from pox rhymes. I let the pen speak, you're dead for my bloody ink. I let my pencils talk, my art you can't erase it, nigga. Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. You can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. You can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit.
I'm from the land of slum streets, death poetry society. Devil one hater niggas is trying me and eyeing me on how I'm staying solid as concrete. So what's beef? Yeah, we both and all gotta eat. And this world of confusion, non-guided special system. Yeah, they all got those mentally in mind that are straight up twisted. With this government shit selling our souls for fortune and fame and gold. As you now got ego.
Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit.
I'm out.
level. School and the shovel, killing it, murdering it on any type of level. This was the act for it, then I give a punch, man. No longer real, the world ignored. As I spit my gift, then I take a piss. We make another hit, yo, roll like this.
Thank in the atmosphere, reunions in the building, we taking over the lease. Decrease and seize if every year's techniques increase obese until I am at peace. Down in the feast, liars and cheats, bobbing and weaving Muhammad Ali. Believing my teammate, believing in me, what we need to succeed. Veterans gon' hear about this rookie. Pay for my salary, to get higher than calories. Boss game is the realest, trucking on all victims, full business, no business. Niggas lacking like a CTS, cause I'm for my city like GPS. Yes, invest my interest, checks coming in, folding like accordions. Talk fake shit, I don't hear none. I ain't fucking with them, we as real as they come.
Billionaires, billionaires, we billionaires, soon billionaires, wearing grizzly bears.
Got the game and they giving it up, they ain't no one like us, we as real as they come.
Billionaires, billionaires, we billionaires, soon billionaires, wearing grizzly bears.
Got the game and they giving it up, they ain't no one like us, we as real as they come.
Stop all the fakery. Authentic is what we made to be. Sky's the limit, plotting on paper schemes. Cause we talk dollars, ATM machines. Boss injuries, really trying to compete. Get straight to the problem and solve it, then it's complete. Depicting we, you out of your frequency. This team goes to rely on the entity. With that being said, I'm something like a bakery, I'm going for the bread. Zone off purple till my eyes red. Drill getting hammered like a tool shed. We'll be here and never you'll be near. The deal's out in the clear and I'm about to do it for real. Ill so laser, really a nayer. Always on the snapback, lower the gator.
Billionaires, billionaires, we billionaires, soon billionaires, wearing grizzly bears.
Got a game and they giving it up, they ain't no one like us, we as real as they come.
Billionaires, billionaires, we billionaires, soon billionaires, wearing grizzly bears.
Got a game and they giving it up, they ain't no one like us, we as real as they come.
Yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, Friday, yay. Christmas Eve. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all, everybody got their shopping together. You know what I'm saying? We make sure the kids is taken care of. You know what I mean? All that old good stuff. Y'all online, man, give us a call. 323-642-1597. You know how we getting down like a motherfucker. Like a motherfucker. Know what I'm saying. I'm glad this motherfucker's damn sound effect is working tonight. Them motherfuckers act like they don't be wanting to work sometimes.
Well, you know, they don't clap for real. You know, if the claps ain't right, they just ain't gonna happen.
You know?
Yeah, we want them
cameo claps.
Ah, shit. Ah.
What'd you do, hit your toe? What'd you do, smash your toe?
Nah, I hit my hand against the goddamn wall. Ah!
Damn.
You got
damn.
Me.
Damn.
No
oh,
and look,
damn.
Grandpa, good looking out, man. Good looking out on the birthday present, my nigga.
Oh, you know, you ain't got to, you know, it's in the spirit, man. You ain't got to say nothing.
Thank you, man. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean? I figured since I be interrupting your show and causing problems and everything and people don't like me, I got to pay for it, you know?
Take that a bitch.
Real Randy, you get a free Christmas album from King's Ranch. You can do a double CD
Christmas
now.
Oh, you know, his team put the Cowboys in the playoffs. They gave him a playoff berth.
Yeah.
Thank you, San Francisco. We love you.
He up there crying in Kyle Ritter house.
Cheers.
Ah, oh, fuck. Man, I was rooting. Thank you, San Francisco. We love you.
Hey, they lost the other day, didn't they? By three? Some shit like that.
Yeah, they lost. Motherfucking bad.
Yeah, I think it was 17-10 or some shit like that.
Nah, it was 17. Okay. It was, they lost by three because they kicked the field goal and won the game.
2017. Thank you, San Francisco. We love you.
Y'all crazy, man.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, they I was so mad. I damn near kicked the TV. I'm like, you dumb son of a bitch. Damn, put that black boy in there and let him play. God damn it.
Okay, she brought me some menudo. But I don't eat this shit, but I'm gonna eat it tonight.
Menudo! You listen to
hell yeah.
This is that goddamn group called Menudo.
What's up with it?
Yeah,
Ricky Martin came.
Smarty came from that group.
Yeah. What happened?
Ricky Martin came from that group Menudo.
Yeah, that's a Mexican new edition.
Yeah. And then Ricky Martin come out talking about he gay later on. I'm like, oh man, you had all them girls on you and you was on the booty.
Wrong booty.
That nigga, yeah,
he,
that wasn't the booty that he wanted.
Yeah, that nigga said he wanted the Menudo booty.
God, hell no.
I don't know. I don't understand. Two hoes is better than one. So I'm just saying.
Every time.
Yeah, but damn, man, what y'all doing tomorrow, man? Y'all just gonna hang with the fam, or what y'all gonna do, man? What's going on?
I ain't gonna do shit. I don't celebrate Christmas, man. I do the same shit I do every day. Back and wait for Monday to come on so I can say Mad Monday.
Ah. See, you should just get in the car and come up here.
I would, but you know, I can't handle the cold, you know, that snow and everything, you know. I don't want to do that either, man. You know, I have to get some chains on my tires.
Wow, them motherfuckers, it don't be like that. It don't be like motherfuckers. It don't stick that stuff when it do it, but I don't know. I don't get me lying because I done drove through snow like a motherfucker on the car on pass, you know, without needing no change or nothing like that. It don't be that bad.
I done that too, boy. That shit was scary when my car started sliding. I was way up in, what was that, in Placerville County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the 2 freeway?
Man, way up in Placerville, boy. It was snowing. I was scared.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, if you're on the 2 freeway, I'll never take that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if it's sunny as fuck.
Oh shit.
Man, that motherfucker. That you're going like you're going toward San Francisco instead of going toward you make a right. I see this reindeer, boy, when I was doing organizing for a union. So I had to go knock on doors and shit like that and get people to sign up. Man, I got out this car, man, seen this big ass reindeer. I hear that ran back in the car.
Hell yeah.
Rudolph wasn't playing with your ass.
Hell no. I was gonna whoop your ass.
That motherfucker was big. He was big. He looked at me. I said, "Don't worry about it, homie. I'm getting back in the car."
Hey, that's his
answer about the
get
on your ass.
Yeah, he gonna dance on his ass. Cause look, I don't know if it was Montana or some goddamn where, and I had to piss like a motherfucker. So we pulled the car over. You know, so I went behind the little bush and shit, and I'm pissing, and I look up and see a goddamn moose. Nigga, I pissed all over my pants, nigga, trying to get back in that goddamn car.
I'm telling you, boy.
That damn bull week will don't be bullshitting. That motherfucker will beat your ass up, bro. It was snowing, so when I looked at him, it looked like he was blowing goddamn smoke out of his nose, like he hit a blunt or something. Nigga, that shit was like.
Yeah, them wild animals ain't no joke, man.
My nigga in the car like, what the fuck is going on? I said, goddamn bullwinkle coming, my nigga. Motherfucker over there breathing fire. That nigga like the devil. He was breathing fire. That shit was big as fuck. bro.
I would have ran too. They peed all on myself too.
nigga. I'm telling you, I like, fuck all that shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. I got a little piss on my pants, but, I'd rather have piss on my pants than that moose come and fuck me off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Because he looked like he was mad. That nigga was just staring at me. He was just standing still. Looking at me. And I turned around and saw his ass like, oh, fuck. Fucking all that guy. That damn steam was coming out of his motherfucking nose, nigga. I was like, uh-uh. He gonna have to catch me in the car, my nigga. Because he ain't gonna catch me out here. It's snowing, nigga. The snow was deep, nigga. I'm hopping this shit.
I know how you felt, man, because when I seen that reindeer, nigga, I still felt like I had to shit and piss at the same time.
I was fucking with him, bro. I seen this video a couple of days ago. I was watching TV, and this man, he went outside to take his trash out. And they got this motherfucking thing to where, you know, you open the door, and then the trash can is inside the door. I guess they do that to keep the bears and whatever else the fuck is in there. So that nigga walked out, and he put his trash in that motherfucker, and he walked out. Here was a moose. That nigga ran his ass back in there and closed the door.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Nigga, Bullwinkle ain't no joke, bro.
He fixing him, did me wrong one day. He like, yeah, man, I'm at the studio, man, come by. So I go by the studio, and they all in there chiefing. So I ring on the doorbell, they don't, what you call them, I'm hearing this big old bloom, up against the side of the house and the trash can and stuff. I'm like, hey, man, why y'all want there? There's a bear or something on the side of the house, man, up there in the trash can. They laughing because they high. Man, ain't no damn bear in this neighborhood, man. You crazy, man. Come on in. So I come on in, then, what is it, 2 days later on the news, it's in the Florida. Game warden captured the brown bear over in this neighborhood. He's like, man, they probably wouldn't be going inside the house. I said, yeah. And y'all laughing, wouldn't open the goddamn door.
I just don't know.
Hey,
boo boo.
I got me a nigga right here.
That nigga said, I'm picking this musket.
My mother said, that motherfucker said, give a root, don't pollute.
Hey, boo-boo, I got a nigga right here.
People set you free.
I told you he was to get on your ass because you ain't have a picnic basket for him.
You gotta have a
table ready for the ball for the bear when he come. Have his shit ready.
When I was a little kid, I went camping with the church.
I'm enjoying it.
And the motherfucker tell you, you know, when you out there camping, to put your food up high, like hoist him up the tree and shit, so the bears won't come. These motherfuckers left the goddamn food at the bottom, nigga. We was asleep, camping, nigga, out in the wilderness type of shit. And look up, and here come a motherfucking bear. Nigga, I got up out that motherfucking sleeping bag, my nigga, and ran and dove in the lake, nigga. It ain't like they can't swim, nigga. And that motherfucking bear was tearing our whole little camp up, my nigga, for real. I'm going, damn, and I'm in the water. It's cold in the motherfucker. So I'd rather freeze my ass off than get ate by a damn bear. All them, everybody else running everywhere else. A couple of niggas jumped in the water. Shit. I ain't fucking with no bear. Fuck all that wildlife shit. Put Ali's on 2420 TV, what it does.
What's happening, family? Happy holidays to everybody, man, on the line. Happy solo return, man. Happy birthday, King Scratch. I know we're getting into that zone, man. I hear everybody on the line, man. I salute y'all, man. I've been listening to a couple shows. I had it on mute, man, but I'm right here with you. I ain't went nowhere. I missed you everywhere. Reverend Ali, Sweet Pea, Foxy, Heavy Love, JoJo, Confetti the Realest Soldier, 86. The whole clique, man. The whole panel, man. Love y'all, man. Happy holidays.
Right on, man. Huh? That same love right back to you, OG.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Already.
Yeah, I appreciate it, everyone, for you. I'm going to be here this year. Remember last year, Chris, what happened?
Hey, Confetti the real soldier, too. I ain't going to forget Confetti. I'm going to be on the line tonight.
Nah, he ain't on there. You know what? That nigga, he told me the other day, he said, man, sometimes I fall asleep. I wake up like, damn, this motherfucking 12 o'clock. I done missed the whole show. Boy, he come on the show and go to sleep.
That's what's good, man. Happy holidays, man. I'm glad everybody say we all on here another year. Another 365 and more.
Oh, yeah. Well, the big thing is getting ready to be the New Year's. I don't know. What day is New Year's on? 7 days after this or something, man.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah.
Saturday?
Next Saturday,
yeah.
Bro.
Oh, shit. A motherfucker might have to do a late show or something. If motherfuckers ain't doing nothing, because I know I ain't going to do nothing but be sitting up getting drunk like a motherfucker or something. I'm going to try to get drunk. Damn, I can't get drunk. It seems like something always fucked me up.
Oh,
well,
why you can't get drunk?
I'm going
to
try to get
my mind be racing
too hard. Man. Fuck all that.
My mind be racing too hard. So I be thinking and shit like that. So I be drinking, but nothing be happening. Until I relax. When I just sit down.
I'm about to say you gotta relax. It don't even take a lot when you relax.
When I relax, then that shit hit me like, bam! By the time it hit me, nigga, I be done fell asleep like a motherfucker. So I didn't get a chance to enjoy it. But yeah, shit, man. Hopefully it don't snow tomorrow, man. I'm trying to... I know it's a whole lot of people that fall through like motherfuckers. I love to see a whole lot of motherfuckers, man. I mean, it ain't like...
What the hell?
You know, it ain't like we be doing like big old celebrations. You know, we gonna have some food. They got some weed.
Ah, boy, this shit sucks, man. I tell you that.
What?
Man, I wish I'll trade all this shit back to have my family back, man.
Yeah. Well, I always think about the family, you know, is around.
Yeah. That's that shit right there. That's that shit right there, Scratch.
What?
That's that one you was playing earlier.
What's this song?
Yeah, you was playing that earlier, right?
I ain't playing that one.
Just like you said, you oh, I'm about to play down. Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like my shit. That busy for pleasure. That shit funny.
Yeah, that shit is banging right
trying,
there.
I was trying to sing on that motherfucker.
You can still try to do it.
You know, if Scratch give us the track, you can still sing. We gonna do a gospel rap.
Hey, look. The twist is, people don't know, but people always say something about auto-tune. Auto-tune ain't just having that T-Pain sound and shit. Auto-tune, tune your goddamn.
I didn't even use auto-tune on that song. I did that shit straight. And
nigga
did a few vocals and did, you know, the ad-libs and the, you know, the vocals and shit. I ain't put no auto-tune and all that shit on there. Fuck all that.
Nigga, I gotta have it because, like I said, auto-tune ain't just that T-Pain-ass voice. Auto-tune, tune your goddamn notes.
Yeah, but those are for auto-tune is really for the motherfuckers that can't sing. Because if you can sing, it won't work.
Right.
That's
well,
what
I mean,
auto-tune is for.
Auto-tune, even if you singing, if you can sing, and you get a note or something off, you can go in there and change the note to where it'll be on the right note. That's what auto tune is. Shit, I use that shit on one of my son's songs. Nigga, I was singing on that motherfucker, and I knew I was off. And I put that motherfucker right on the auto tune, and that motherfucker tuned my voice to where it sounded like I was singing it right.
All of the notes was right.
I
ain't mad at you.
Oh, yeah, I does that, man.
But I liked that track you was playing, and then that other track you was playing at 6:26 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I know which one it is, I believe. Yeah, I'm about to get it right now, bro.
I just like some shit to be back in my head, man. I turn this Bluetooth on, nigga, and I get to looking in the mirror, and I start rapping and shit.
That nigga having a self concert, nigga.
Hell yeah, I've been doing self concerts since I was 5 years old.
Nigga, they got a hairbrush, nigga, like a microphone.
All of that shit. I got a hairbrush, nigga. I got different hats and jackets I be putting on. I used to think I was everybody back in the days in the 70s.
Come on,
nigga. I thought I was Switch and the Whispers, nigga.
The Whispers. Come on, in there. Go.
Ah.
Then they gonna say he was the Whispers.
Right, nigga. I was in there doing it, man. Playing all that shit.
And the Whispers.
Nigga, I thought I was Rick James when he came out with Bustin' Out. I thought I was Rick James. All that shit.
Bustin' Out, we bustin' out on some serious funk now.
La
la la la la la la la. That shit was banging, man.
La 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 la.
Yeah. I had that shit on a 45 record. It was a single.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I was a 357 dancer.
Oh boy!
Wow!
And the president principal. That was my shit.
That's right. That's right. I ain't mad at you.
Everybody, especially when you was a kid, it was somebody who you know, you kind of said, "All right, shit, I'm not right there."
Mm-hmm.
I know me and my cousin, we thought we was a jackified like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah, we did it too.
Hell yeah. Nigga thought he was Mike and the Silvers and shit.
Nigga said Mike and the Silvers. That is hilarious, homie.
Niggas used to be mad because niggas used to always want to be Michael and shit. Nobody wanted to be Tito or none of them other motherfuckers. Everybody wanted to be Michael. They wanted to be singing the lead type of shit. So nigga had like...
Man, I had a cousin, man, Regis. We could do that shit. We used to put him in the front. We'd be like, do it, Regis. Moonwalk, do it.
Nigga had a lot of
Michael. He fell off.
Nigga had five Michaels like a motherfucker.
Nigga said five
Michaels. Hell yeah. Yeah, nigga had five Michaels like a motherfucker. Everybody wants to be in the front.
Mike. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nigga, you see. Fuck that,
nobody,
nigga.
Nobody didn't want to be Jermaine until he came out with that song, You Like Me.
Mm-hmm.
After he came out with that song, they wanted to be Jermaine then.
Yeah, well, shit, by then we was over. But like just being when you're young, and motherfuckers sitting up here trying to sing them goddamn songs, everybody want to be the lead singer. Then my cousin Lee, that nigga really can't sing. You know, I mean, you got people who, not everybody can just sing, you know what I'm saying? I know I can't sing, but I know how to hold a note in certain places. But when you got
like somebody damn, you hear all that noise? The scratch sound like somebody at the fish market or something.
Somebody get a whoopee But you got them people who just tone deaf. Have you ever, that go confetti right there. Have you ever had the people that was just tone deaf and they just thought they were singing like a motherfucker?
Make it all them goddamn faces and shit like that's gonna help them.
You know, that's usually most of the people.
Hey, what's this shit I'm seeing about right now that they talking about, can we talk challenge and all this old shit? Man, I'm like, y'all motherfuckers be on whole other shit. Niggas trying to sing like Tevin Campbell and shit.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, man.
God damn.
I'm like, man.
Scratch can hold a note in his hand.
I'm like, these motherfuckers have lost their mind. How about let's keep it real, challenge? Let's get back to real challenge. Let's do shit like that that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You say some shit like that, niggas don't even understand. Niggas be like, huh? What? Huh? Keep it real, challenge. What's that? Fuck you mean?
You gotta understand. A lot of these challenges that being started are by people who ain't never heard that song before. And I was surprised so many people ain't never heard that song before.
What's that Kevin Campbell song?
Never heard it. Because, you know, they 16, 17, they ain't never heard it.
I mean, but you bring it back to life. That's all it is. You challenge it to me. You bring your songs back to life.
Can we talk for a minute? I want to know your name.
You gotta go change your clothes, nigga.
Shit.
You know, it's crazy because when I was in Detroit, we performed at this strip club, me and my son. And the girl wants to dance. You know, so she was asking who I was and shit. And then my son was like, my dad used to be in NWA. And she said, who?
This motherfucker for the cash at me $40 and he did it yet, cuz.
She said, who? And my son was like, NWA, you never heard of them? She was like, no. She's an 18-year-old stripper, never heard of NWA.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, they listen to this corny shit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That corny music. That shit that don't make no sense at all. Dumb as fuck lyrics, dumb as fuck music, and hey, that's the poppin' and shit. I'm like, bitch, you lost your mind.
And then you be like, damn, that shit sound like the other song. Like the other song. Like the other
right.
song. And the other song.
Right.
And the other song.
Yeah.
But I don't see why people don't hear that shit. Check this out.
So they don't want, they've been programmed.
Yeah. Right. Well, we got about 1 minute and some change left, man. You know, we going to do our after hours, so y'all ain't got to hang up. We going to be right here for a minute at least. I ain't trying to stay on too long. But for all y'all out there, man, True West Radio, man, happy holidays.
Yeah, well, I ain't got shit to do. I might as well fuck with y'all.
Happy birthday to my daughter once again. I hope you turn up, do your thing. You know, everybody else, Merry Christmas. Stay safe. Get all the drinks you gotta get early so you won't have to get in the car and drive and get some more, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and get a whole lot of shit tomorrow. So I won't even have to come out the house. So I ain't got to worry about, because the police is going to be out there on y'all motherfucking ass. I'm just saying. So, you know, we're going to be back on here Monday. Monday, JoJo's birthday. So we're going to turn up again. And we got a special guest, Marcelina. She's going to be in the house. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down. You know what I'm saying? Merry Christmas. And we'll check y'all out on Monday. True West Radio Friday. Yay, yay. Yeah, yeah. Not really out, because I think they still be recording this for a little while after it, but can't nobody call in, you know what I mean?
You doing the after hours right now?
Yep.
Well, niggas, sure. make sure you get you an N95 mask, because COVID and any virus that's out there, the motherfucker be swarming when it's cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think it'd be worse in the summertime because, like, if you ever been to the county jail or any jail, it'd be cold in a motherfucker in there.
Yeah, but that motherfucker got rats and old rats and big old
mm-hmm.
rats, and that motherfucker confessed it.
Yeah, but see, you know, the thing about it is, when it gets colder, it'd be harder for the virus to spread. When it's hot, that shit mutates like a motherfucker.
Inside the facility, yeah, I'm talking about outside. When you go outside, make sure you got your mask and shit on, man.
Oh, most definitely, man. I'm telling you. I got two masks on right now, shit. And it's not on, but they're around my neck. See, I don't like them motherfuckers around my ear.
You got to get
like
one of them N95s, man. If it ain't an N95, you might as well just throw your mask away because the shit don't work. They wasn't promoting the N95 when it shit
off.
Hey, stuff on mute, nigga.
Real, cut it out, man.
This nigga gonna be Kevin Campbell tonight.
Yeah, he done changed his clothes. I told him to change his clothes. He probably changed his clothes. Now he in the mirror singing.
No, that ain't Reverend Ali. That's that nigga BP.
That motherfucker, nigga done went and put his penny loafers on and shit.
Yeah, that nigga done went and put his sideburns on like Michael Jackson and shit with a brush.
Who did that?
That nigga sounded like Tevin Campbell.
Oh, that was me right there in the background fucking around, man.
Look,
we trying to
talk
to you.
That eggnog and that Hennessy getting to me now.
You done been bamboozled, huh?
My cousin done put some shit in here.
That nigga gave you the whammy in that motherfucker.
He sure did, because he got you singing Tevin Campbell with his sweet old ass.
Hey, he had the ladies, though.
That,
fuck all
that nigga didn't even like ladies. What you talking about?
I'm telling you, boy, I
that
know Tevin Campbell. I seen shit,
that nigga had the
giggles and the niggas going.
Hey, well, shit, look at Jaheim.
He
was talking to a bitch. That nigga's talking to a nigga the whole time. Look at what's that other mother? George Michael. Look at George Michael.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have faith.
Your tiny hands in my. But see, that was the twist. The motherfucker was trying to talk about it like it was a woman, but it was really talking about men. Because they had but see, that was around the time when you didn't have a whole lot of the motherfuckers coming out the closet the way they do now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Campbell had a video with a little chick in it, so.
Yeah,
like,
it was a front, nigga. That was marketing. Because he didn't want to just say he was gay.
At that moment he was talking to a woman. Later on he was talking to a dude.
That nigga, we found out about that nigga Luther Vandross too. Niggas got mad.
I used to like that.
He was talking to a nigga or some fool.
What'd you say, Queen
B? I said I liked that I'm Ready song, too. He was jamming.
I mean, the songs were so. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know. You know what it is. Any straight man, when you find out a motherfucker talking about another man, you be like,
This ain't right.
Yeah, I was watching Power, and Mary J. Blige, one of her sons, is gay in the movie, in the series. And that nigga start kissing on this nigga. That shit, see, straight men, that shit make your stomach turn. You know what I'm saying? So when you find out an artist Because you got to be suspect about him anyway. You'd be like, I don't know. That dude right there, he might be gay. I mean, it's all good. They could be gay if they want to. But at the end of the day, when you be in a closet and you come out, you be like, I knew that nigga was gay all that time.
Man, it's hard to hear you scratch. Somebody playing some Amos and Andy or something in the back.
I don't know. Stop paying attention to my TV.
Turn that motherfucker.
Goddamn,
that
nigga.
That motherfucker loud. You sang it with that eggnog and Hennessy.
Don't start with me, boy.
The eggnog and Hennessy. As a matter of fact, I was about to go in there and check on my wife because that's what she was drinking. She got the eggnog.
All right. Yeah, they put a motherfucking spike in the eggnog this year. Look at BP.
Yeah. Hey, look, wait a minute. In a matter of fact, I forgot what the fuck she was singing when I went in the house. She was singing something.
She's like, bad boy singing. Everybody singing. Dancing to the music.
Shit up in there. But she's drinking eggnog and Cobasar.
Oh, shit.
Kavassier.
Yeah.
She probably in there singing Minnie Whippleton and shit like that.
She was singing something. I forgot what the fuck she was singing.
That nigga said Minnie Whippleton, girl.
Hey, you know that was my cousin, bro.
Is that right?
Shit.
Yep, it was my second cousin, Minnie Whippleton.
Oh, wow, that's good. That's good, Scratch. We really going to get the music cracking.
Shit. All the motherfuckers there sue the fuck out of me if I use their music.
It's just the vibe. You know, you got to use the music, but just the vibe. If that's your cousin, you can come up with something like you've been doing.
Yep. I remember when I was a little kid, she used to sing to me all the time, bro. She went Mariah Carey, my goddamn ears loose. You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't hear no high notes on the motherfucker, but she used to always sing to me when I was little. Yep.
It sounds like BP over there. It sounds like BP over there being the boy in the bubble and shit.
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. I'm trying to enjoy this holiday, whatever, right now, dog. That's it.
You in no bubble?
Nigga,
huh?
I'm telling you, you ain't even enjoying me.
I'm just trying to enjoy myself, bro.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm telling you, tomorrow is going
to
be
hard. You know, it's hard. It's hard when you don't have your family with you, when you're used to that shit until no matter how old you get, you're used to that shit. But when they're not there, it's different. So
I feel you.
Nigga, I'm like, nigga, I damn near want to cry, but I'm a man, but I'm going to hold it in till later on or something. But, you know, right now, I'm enjoying my time.
I'm right here with you, BP. I mean, I get it,
but I'm just saying, me is different for me, man. I'm not used to this type of shit.
It is for me. Me either, nigga, but them corn dogs make me forget about it.
That nigga said corn dog. Nigga eating a corn dog with a instead of having a hot dog in that motherfucker, he got a pickle on that motherfucker. A plant-based
corn dog. Nigga, that shit is good as motherfucker with some mustard.
I can't do no pretend meat, nigga. I need I'm a kind of
the real
bro.
Algae. You need that real algae like me.
Man. Nigga, hey, look, when we went out of town for my wife's birthday, my mama say, hey, won't you try one of them veggie burgers and let me know what it tastes like? It's a what they call it, an almost burger.
Almost burger or some shit.
They call it Beyond Burger and then Impossible Burger.
Impossible Burger. That's what it was. She was like, why don't you get one of them and let me know what it tastes like?
Burger King got one, and Carl's Jr. got another one.
Yeah, we was at Burger King, and she was telling me to get one of them. She's like, why don't you get one of them and let me know what it tastes like? She said, you get one yourself. She said, I ain't getting that shit.
Shit, that one at Carl's Jr. ain't bad. They put onion rings and barbecue sauce on that motherfucker, man.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I like to be ripping my shit like, ah! You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that shit. I put that shit in my mouth and be wanting to spit it out, and I done spent $10 on that bitch.
Yeah. It's all good. I mean, shit, you know. I was happy they did it, because a lot of these motherfucking fast food joints, they just keep on serving you cancer. They don't change up at all. So we got to give the people the props.
Here we go. It's like that commercial I seen. I forgot what they call that shit. The motherfucker say, the little girl go, well, this burger is good, and if I like it, I'm a kid. And the dude bit into the burger, and he go, I'm like, if you don't cut that bullshit out, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, a burger ain't a burger unless it's motherfucking, if it's a beef burger or if it's a turkey burger. Other than that, I'm not going to eat nothing made out of plant.
That
might be more dangerous than anything. If you got a burger that's made out of plants that tastes like meat, I think that might be a little bit more dangerous than the damn burgers that you're talking about.
Oh, there you go. You always trying to turn the healthy shit into some crazy shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. How you going to have something that tastes like
burger, you're in trouble.
How you going to eat something that tastes like something without it being some kind of alteration
that's just for
in that motherfucker?
That's just for people that want to try to eat something different, scratch. You know, we already know your stance on healthy foods and stuff. You ain't with it.
Oh, until somebody tell me something different, I'm going to keep on going.
We know you don't drink the piss. You don't want none of this. You don't want no piss burger.
Eat that bean burger, eat that hamburger, and then drink your urine.
Oh, see, with now I'm about to throw up.
In the
211.
In my trash can way over there.
Hurricane. You can call
don't do that shit on your birthday.
Hurricane.
Oh, my gosh, man. Oh, Lord. That just turned my stomach. Oh, no.
You ain't going to drink for Christmas. You're going to be sober for your birthday.
Fries, nigga?
Nigga, I ain't get ready to be my hot. Who, me?
Can be sober for your birthday?
Fuck yeah, nigga. I'm gonna drink like a motherfucker. I'm gonna get ready to, man. Nigga, I got so much alcohol in the house.
He said, man.
I got alcohol in the house. I got alcohol in the studio. I like to eat beers because that's what I drink more. I drink more beers than anything.
I'll be
if
like
I start drinking
you,
all that hard shit, nigga, I'll be asleep through my whole birthday. Nigga, wake up
like
and be 26. I'll be like, motherfucker, I done fucked around and slept through my whole goddamn birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't drinking that shit. When I start drinking that shit, it's going to probably be about 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So I know I'm just going to sleep my motherfucking ass off. I probably have a couple of little drinks. I'll probably hit me a couple of tequilas. My street twin coming up here in the morning. He talking about getting a bottle and shit.
Oh, shit.
Excuse me.
So, hell yeah, I'm about to, yeah. I mean, I'm going to get as low as I can, but I don't.
You're going to have a couple of tequilas.
Yeah, tequilas.
That's what had me in the hospital day after my birthday. That's what Jose Cuervo. That's what had me in the hospital. Mixing that with Hennessy. I don't know what they were putting in my goddamn cup. I just know I was out of it.
I know when Confetti, when you came up here, nigga, and you got that bottle of tequila. Oh Lord.
See, I still don't remember what happened after.
See, that's
why y'all get that fucked up?
I can't be drinking no shit like that. I'm stopped doing that.
Shit, I go to motherfucking Vons, man, get me one of them motherfucking twisted iced teas, and I'm good.
Oh, Lord. That nigga's drinking Kool-Aid and getting fucked up.
I'm telling you, it only take a little bit. When you don't eat meat, and then you're going to have a sip of alcohol, man, you ain't going to drink no more than a can of beer.
I know. I take down about at least 6 24s a day.
Shit. Stop eating meat and drink your drink. You're going to be like, woo! You're going to feel like the first time you ever had alcohol in your life if you stop eating meat.
Let me ask you a question.
Get you a drink.
So you drink beer every fucking day, bro?
Damn near.
Yeah. It's not good.
I got a partner who drinks about 12, 24 a day.
I don't drink that many.
I got a partner here. He ain't playing with it. He's for real. He's been doing it ever since we was back in the Army in 98. I think he was a slam of 12 to 24. I used to look at him like, and he still do it.
The thing about it is, like, a lot of times when I'm working, you know, if I'm making tracks or doing whatever I'm doing up in here, I got to be able to grab a beer. That's that creative. That get me creative as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Now, when I drink a whole lot of, I drink water like a motherfucker, though. You know what I'm saying? So don't get it like motherfucker ain't on his water game. But, you know, when I'm drinking beer, if I'm working, I got to grab the beer and hit that motherfucker while I'm working to keep my creative going.
How big is the beer that you got to have? How big is the beer you got to have? What is a beer to you? Because sometimes a beer to some people is like 24 cans of beer. They call that a beer. So what is a beer to you?
That's what he called it, 24 cans. That's what he did.
So at least about 4 a day. That's at the minimum.
You drink them right after one another, or you have a little break in between?
No, I usually have a break in between. I don't just drink them back to back.
Yeah, when you walk to the refrigerator,
that ain't too bad.
Or get out the cooler.
But when I'm sitting up here and I'm vibing, or you know, I drink more beer when I'm writing songs than I do when I'm producing a song.
Because
producing a song, I can make the track quick. But when I'm trying to write, I'm thinking, so that's what made me write.
6 24s gonna come, whether they come in an hour or 5 hours, does it matter?
Well, like if I had four 24s, that'd probably be about 5 hours. So it'd be like 1 hour, one every hour and a half or something like that.
Yeah,
have you
feel
been
better
there?
They
drink
it sick differently. And sit 24 a day. Do you make it better that he drinking in 2 hours or he drinking in 10 hours? Does it make it different?
Yeah, because usually if I got up in the morning and went to the store, like even right now, I got 4 beers and I'm drinking the last one right now. So I went to the store. Like 7 o'clock because I had to go and get some lighter fluid. So 4 beers in all this time, from 7 o'clock to now. So that's what? What time is this shit? That's more than 12 hours. 4 beers in 12 hours? Come on. That ain't as bad as y'all think.
You just got to get the last 2 in, then you be all right. Back on schedule.
Yeah. And I just cracked my last beer. I got 4 at 7 in the morning, and now it's motherfucker 8-something out here. So that's like, shit, 13 hours. 4 beers in 13 hours.
Do you drink your beers warm or room temperature, or do you drink them ice cold?
Oh, no, this motherfucker got to be cold. Hell,
and when you drink
so cold,
and
if
when you
so
drink
cold,
them,
this motherfucker ain't never get hot.
Okay, let me ask you now.
An alcoholic interview right now, right here.
They're
trying
to get up and all the motherfucking shit.
When you drank them cold, did you drink them fast, or you be letting it linger around and get warm and shit?
Nigga, it's too cold for
them
to get warm.
You about to turn this into the doctor.
I drank beer, you know, sometimes I only can drink like one, maybe one and a half, maybe two, but that motherfucker got to be ice cold, and I drink that motherfucker immediately. I don't be sitting there holding no bottle. That motherfucker is gone in about 10, 15, 20 seconds.
Well, I mean, it depends on what kind of kind of beer, because, see,
I drink 11
and Hurricane. Hurricane is 8.1% alcohol.
Man, them motherfuckers right there get you lit quick.
Yeah, so that's why it took me so long to drink four of these motherfuckers.
I'm cool on them. I can't fuck with them too hard on me. Them motherfuckers get you lit quick.
Nah, one of my boys came over, and he be drinking like the Coronas and the Heinekens and all that shit.
Yeah, I'm a Heineken drinker.
He said, if I had a beer, I said, yeah, I got a Hurricane. I said, but you might not want to drink this. Oh, yeah, nigga, let me get that motherfucker. Boy, that motherfucker took about 3 sips and was throwing up all over the goddamn place.
Damn.
Yep, he was sitting there. I ain't going to say like that. The nigga, he drunk less than half, and he was buzz as fuck.
Mm.
He was like, man, that shit
like
almost, I can't
that's like bringing
three
birds up.
I don't see how you could drink this shit. That nigga was sitting there. That motherfucker got up and grabbed the trash can. That nigga was early like a motherfucker.
You over here drinking some strong shit then, huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, them Hurricanes ain't no joke, homie.
Hell no, nigga. The thing about it
is, I used to drink them motherfuckers when I was in the shelter.
Nigga, I remember when my daughter, I had to keep myself sane.
I mean, I sure used to have me in it, but we used to get lit every day, fucking around.
If I didn't drink beer, I'd probably kill my wife already, and probably a gang of other motherfuckers. Just because
you know this shit still recording.
Oh, that's cool. I'm just saying, if I did not drink beer, it'd be a whole lot of hurt motherfuckers, there's dead motherfuckers around. I'm telling you. This should keep me cool. I'm not the type of motherfucker to get buzzed and start tripping out on everybody and shit. You know what I mean? I did drugs and keep tripping out on motherfuckers.
All the alcohol gon' kill you.
Will any beer do? Will any beer do to keep you cool?
No.
You can't have no Rolling Rocks and shit. That ain't gonna keep you cool, huh?
Man, if it's the only thing around, I'm going to have to be rolling like a motherfucker on them rocks. I'm going to have to drink a gang of the motherfuckers.
All smoke is going to keep you.
I'm telling you. So, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. Trust me. It's good that I drink as many beers as I do, because I'm telling you, I think that's the only thing that keep me calm. You know, when it comes down to, you know, certain situations. Now, if I'm going to fight, I'm going to buy some old English.
Slurricane sweet tea.
Mm-hmm. I'll go buy some. I'll be like, I'm going to beat this nigga ass. Let me go get, I'll go about 40 old English if I want to fight somebody. Yeah, that's the difference.
That sounds like some young day shit. Go get fucked up and go get into somebody.
Nigga be in the studio with Scratch, right? And then you the only nigga in the studio with him, right? And he start drinking a 40-ounce looking at you funny as shit.
I'm going to suck this nigga head off. Just because. Nah. I don't get down like that, man.
Monica told me alcohol and anger don't get it. It's not good for you. It's a long time ago. But I used to do that, though. I had a problem with somebody, I could get fucked up, and then I'm going to get his ass.
Yeah, my father, he a bishop. My pop, my step-pop, he a bishop. So he said, well, son, either you're in control or you're out of control. And I was like, okay, I got you on that one. So I try to stay in control. But,
yeah,
you know.
He old mass prostitute in control. He was out of control when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
in the main
so
room as a minister.
So was mm-hmm. he. He was out of control like a mug. Then he, you know, went to the church, became a reverend, did with the bishop. So that mug, I always talk to him because he, it seemed like he got the red phone, like the bat phone, to talk to God. You know what I'm saying? He,
but, hey, man,
I just got off the phone with God.
So I went to my daughter's grandmother's funeral in Louisiana, and that dude was a preacher. I said, hold on. Oh, no, you street nigga, dog. I said, how the fuck this nigga going to be? Well, you was selling more dope than a little bit. He was a minister in there. I was like, fuck that. Like, that's how I knew we was growing up. I was like, yo, time's changing.
Well,
man,
I mean,
we were growing up.
People change, man. You know, it's crazy because all of the old folks that was like my age when I was a kid, I mean, like, I can't stand that old motherfucker. He get on my goddamn nerves. Now I'm that motherfucker. They be like, I can't stand that nigga. He get on my goddamn nerves. But you know,
people change.
Everybody got want to sing today, huh?
Hell yeah, you might as well sing. Shit, BP started it off, shit. We just singing ad-libs and shit.
I think it's said he started it off.
Turn auto-tune on
it. Oh, shit. I ain't gonna even entertain y'all with no singing.
At least I ain't singing Tevin Campbell, nigga. Don't get mad at me.
Da, hey. Da, 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 da.
Hey, hey, it's this fucking commercial, man, that be coming on TV, right?
Yeah.
I cannot stand this fucking. It's a JCPenney commercial.
Yeah. Damn,
I
they still around?
That's what I see.
Yeah.
But nigga, it's when you have joy, comfort, and peace. I'm talking about the motherfucker will play that commercial, play another commercial, and play that commercial again. Now the motherfucker got about three or four different
motherfuckers. I ain't never seen that commercial. They must be playing that on your channel only, on your TV only.
Hell yeah, nigga, down there. They damn sure ain't playing that shit over here.
TNT, nigga. It's TNT on TNT.
Oh, that's on cable. No wonder.
Man, them motherfuckers play that shit. They will play the goddamn commercial, play another commercial,
yeah,
and play that commercial again.
You got to think about the reason why they're playing like that is because they pay for all them slots.
Yo, I think Turner owns JCPenney. Because you know that's Turner Network. So they play that shit on TNT and they play that shit on USA. They play them motherfucker commercials over and over and over and over again.
And on Channel 5.
Oh, my God, bro. I'll be like, man, Smart TV be like, when this commercial come on, mute this motherfucker.
Okay.
They play the commercials over, I swear, they will play that goddamn commercial. Another commercial come on, they'll play again. Then they got like three or four different ones, so they play them all different.
So you ain't gonna help me lay that.
Oh, that should be irritating. My wife be like, that's muted. I'm like, man, I'm tired of this motherfucker. It was like 1 year, like Channel 11 out here. The motherfucker was playing a Big Lot commercial. I'm talking about they would literally play the motherfucking commercial back to back.
Mm-hmm. They're getting paid. They're collecting their money, Scratch. Shit, if you was getting paid on that commercial, you wouldn't be mad. You'd be like, play that motherfucker again.
That's what my wife said. My wife said, if it was your music, you'd be happy. I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, they play that motherfucker back to back. You be calling that station talking about, how come y'all didn't play it five times back to back?
Yeah, My wife said the same thing. She said, but if it was your shit, you would love for them to keep on playing your shit over and over and over and over and over.
I'm telling you, because somebody, they be celebrating when they playing that shit. They probably be at home, break out the eggnog and Hennessy.
I will tell you like this. All them motherfuckers in that commercial, them motherfuckers got a great Christmas. Not unless they just got, you know, I'm telling you, the one doing the music so I can get the royalty check.
I'm telling you, every time they play that motherfucker, they get like $15,000, $20,000.
Man. I told my wife, I said, I can't wait till my birthday is over just so that commercial would stop.
Sometimes the TV, they play what they think they, you know, some of them TVs got cameras and shit. They be playing off of your emotions and what they think you like. Because you can walk by that TV and say, I'm hungry. Damn, I'm hungry. Walking by that TV, next thing you know, they showing you a commercial or some food that's down the street.
That's why I got a dumb TV.
I know.
Too.
I'm tired of hearing Jingle Bell Rock.
Huh?
Oh yeah, that too. Jingle bell rock.
Everywhere I go.
That song is a program song. They're trying to get motherfuckers in the spirit, so they've been, and that shit been working for 70 years.
They should get me out the spirit. You would think they wrote a new song right now for the shit.
No, they want that same motherfucker to get you going in your pockets and going to the stores and spending all your money.
I ain't heard Donnie Hathaway yet. All these people singing this Christmas. Play the real one.
I don't care. Christmas comes once a year.
They play all of that shit. They be playing like, you know, especially my wife and them, they always, when, you know, Christmas time, I know tomorrow I'm going to hear every goddamn Christmas song in the world.
I know if I was a pimp, I'd be singing that song.
Hey, let me tell you, some of them Christmas songs is more dangerous than some of your dangerous, crazy-ass gangster rap, because the shit that they playing is working on your mental. But believe that, they need to ban some of them Christmas songs.
Nigga.
In the next 6 months to pay my bills. Well, I had them kicked out there, but I don't care.
This motherfucker said today on the news, he said, if I hear that Mariah song one more time, I'm going to start choking motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what they do. They program a motherfucker to like a whack-ass song. That's what they used to do back in the day. Remember some songs you didn't like on the radio, but they kept playing that motherfucker, and then
you
cut yourself singing some of the... Yeah.
Hey.
You know that Nelly song, Down, Down? I was like, I just knew that shit was gonna flop. I said, wow. Yeah. You know, they kept playing it. And then you like, dun, dun, babe. It's like, oh, hell no. God.
Hey, look, that's what they did when they made that Baby Shark shit. Oh, my God. They made that Baby Shark. Motherfucker be like, motherfucker, even motherfuckers on TV be like, on the news be like, don't sing that song. And it's crazy because you fuck around, nigga. I heard that shit so much.
I like Baby Shark, nigga. My son like Baby Shark. Don't play with Baby Shark like that.
Oh, man, don't get the fuck out of here, nigga. I boy, that shit right there. I forgot what else.
You like the Sesame Street, huh? You like the Kyle Dracula?
I ain't heard that shit in a long time, but I'm just saying, it be like certain things that when motherfuckers is, they play it so much, because even that song that commercial I can't stand, I don't sing it, but, nigga, if I'm going to the bathroom, nigga, and I'm on the toilet, I hear that motherfucker in my head.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's supposed to do.
I'm in the wrong business.
You know,
I need to get
You used to Superman
that hoe.
That's what I used to do. That's my age group.
Well, you basically just got brainwashed. That's all. You got hypnotized.
Yeah, because you hear that motherfucker. If you hear that motherfucker all the time, it's almost like if you get in your
And that's
car,
what they do with the kids up today with this bullshit music.
Exactly.
They brainwash them and hypnotize.
They hear this shit over and over and over and over and over and over. That's to get embedded in your fucking brain.
To where they make the weakest song,
you
the number one
leg.
Hit.
Scratch, you know you used to stank leg.
Oh, no. That's one song that never been stuck in my head.
I'm telling you, that was the shit that I used to do. That's my age group.
I never, that was one song that never got embedded in my goddamn program.
Hey, you know, I was in San Diego with my cousin and her baby daddy. I tell the nigga, he said, man, you be spanking leg. I said, hell nah, I don't listen to that shit. He gonna talk about, nah, I don't be a spank. They said, you was a lie, nigga. He had the nigga on video spanking leg. And I said, come on, man. Come on, California.
Yeah, I'm in a my whole thing, you know, because you, I'm gonna tell you something. You remember, if you don't know, back in the days, them motherfuckers used to have, like if you watching a movie or something like that, them motherfuckers will, subconsciously throw a Coke, or they used to throw Coke cups there, like the Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know that the shit flashed on the screen.
Yeah.
But then you fuck around and be like, damn, I want a Coke.
That's right. They got that ass on that TV. That's why that motherfucker's dangerous.
And
y'all
they
know
started...
what was really a trend? Why he's bringing up all them songs? What was the damn trend? Was that my baby? Everybody was seeing that.
Oh, you talking about Dougie to me? I don't know. Dougie's a little bit cooler than that. I don't know.
I was tired of him. I'm like, all right, y'all.
But yeah, they outlawed that shit. They can't do that shit no more. They used to flash whatever they wanted to. They would flash that shit on the screen so fast that you won't even know that it was there. But it's the law to do that shit now. They used to flash Coca-Cola on the screen all the time. That's when everybody used to always want a Coke. I want a Coke.
Now they want a Pepsi.
Right. Right. So they will flash that script up. They will, if you're watching a movie or something, they will flash Coke up there so fast you won't even know that it was there.
I like Sprite with my brown liquor while they playing Coke. It's not even the one why he's doing all that.
I usually don't eat this because I haven't ate it in 5 years.
I thought Pepsi burned them up, so we drink and sell them up.
Yeah, but you know that shit, the motherfuckers found out what they was doing, and
this
they made it
hangovers.
Long for people to do that shit. It's like if I had a motherfucker video, you watch my video.
Another soup?
If you watching my video and I had something flashing up there, nigga, if I just said hamburger. Nigga be like, shit, I want a hamburger right now.
This nigga BP smacking and shit.
yeah, I'm eating pozole, nigga. Pozole tomorrow. I don't really like pozole like that. Nah.
I'm gonna buy my record. I'm gonna just put that motherfucker. I'm gonna flash that motherfucker on the video.
I don't know. I'm gonna make sure I put that in there.
Yeah, whatever I want motherfuckers to do, I'm just gonna flash that motherfucker in the video real quick. Boop. Like they
need
to do
some American food.
I'm excited. See, he want a hamburger. That's what I'm talking about. Oh man.
Gotta drive something right before income tax season comes. Make sure you flash the income tax season comes, so you know. Time to flash and put everything in the video right now.
How you think about your income tax season?
She had a cash
under. I think I'm about to gonna roll up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? We done went a couple of hours, at least an hour over. I'm about to go in this motherfucker. I got a cool barbecue chicken waiting for me. Yeah, so. I don't know. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna let y'all know because I might, like, if I get bored like a motherfucker tomorrow, I might go and do a pop up show. Might have to do a Christmas show or something like that.
We gonna be too lit to have a Christmas
show.
Hey, I am.
It wouldn't be no harm if you send a couple of tracks over so a nigga can listen to some new shit in the mirror. But, you know, take care of your business, man.
Yeah, you can send us both some.
Wait a minute.
How
this nigga just gonna try to guilt a nigga out of
some
shit? I'm just saying, you finna close off. You finna turn off my only party that I go to 3 times a week. Shit, I need some music, Scratch.
All right, well,
I mean,
look,
it's Christmas,
what,
man. What's up? It's Christmas.
I'm gonna hook y'all up because I'm gonna be in this motherfucker in the morning. So I gotta go over here. I ain't trying to go over there and get the goddamn music. Put on the thumb drive, go back over here, and then put the motherfucker in there and email it.
Oh man,
I ain't gonna write that tonight.
I ain't mad at you, man. You gotta do.
He give him a platinum track for Christmas. True West, man, is the best.
If y'all play platinum prices, hell yeah, y'all get that.
I thought we were getting blessed with Christmas gifts, you know, from, you know, Uncle Scratch.
This nigga say, I thought we were getting blessed with Christmas gifts. Nigga, it's only one motherfucker on here that gave me a Christmas gift, and that's Rev Ali. So how the hell you get ready to say that?
I wish you a happy birthday.
Hey, it's all good. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Hey, check it out. I'm working on my drum machine, so you gonna shoot yours, and I'm gonna send one. You know, do yours in advance, cause I'll pay it back. I'll give it to a homeless rapper.
Hey Scratch, I would gladly play you Tuesday for a track today.
You know what I'm saying. Okay, y'all motherfuckers say I surely pay you Tuesday for a track today. On some Wednesday.
I mean, since she was talking about hamburgers, I mean, I had to throw that in there, you know.
Broom.
I wasn't talking about it. I was just trying to get a True West Christmas gift. You know, Uncle Scratch. I know you want to see us successful.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to get this nigga a double gift. You're going to have to send me another email with a bill so I can double it, birthday and Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he'll send me something to dance to.
Hey, I'll shoot y'all something in the morning. I got to shoot all y'all something. Everybody wants something. I'm going to shoot everybody something in the morning.
I appreciate it, but that ain't going to help me tonight. But you cut my party short. And now I'm going to look in the mirror and just be looking stupid and shit.
Yeah, you can go ahead and jump on there and say that while you're on the radio right now. You can send that over right now.
Ain't
that all the beats you're playing? We appreciate it.
Ain't that something? Boy, I'll get bored.
We don't want you working on your birthday. We don't want you working on your birthday. So.
I'm
going to
get you back.
I'm
going to
buy you a
snow
jacket.
I treat you like a regular day. I don't even treat you like no other day.
I'm gonna buy you a fur coat.
What?
I'm gonna buy you a fur coat for the snow.
I don't want no fur coat.
You'll like this one.
I don't
want
to wear the meat, nigga.
If you see this fur coat,
Scratch said he want that non-furry money.
Shit, that nigga Scratch see this fur coat. That motherfucker want that one.
Nah, I go, nigga, you ain't gonna have
you must got the 49ers on it.
You ain't gonna have Peter coming after me, a nigga throwing blood on my coat, nigga.
Nigga, that fur coat look like the 49ers.
Nah, well, I don't want no fur coat. I'm cool on old. You know what I'm saying? You know it's hard out there for a pimp, but I just don't want the coat.
It's a different kind of fur coat. It's got the fur, laid down. It ain't like flabby, all flying in the air type fur coat.
Yeah, I'm cool. Send me the money. I'm on my own coat.
I'm going to shoot you the picture. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, I want that motherfucker, Ali.
I just send us the hottest tracks. Send us the hottest tracks, and we'll see if we don't like them or not. Christmas gift.
Nigga, if I sent you a track tonight, you wouldn't be able to see the motherfucker to hear it anyway.
Oh, no. I'm over here with family now, partner. Send it
next
week.
Oh, okay. So he'll be like, here, nigga. Here go the track.
All right, check it out. No. Send a track. Let's see. You might be right.
Send a track and let's see. I'll tell you what. I'm going out to see with my wife. If she's still in there singing, I got to go and try to hold her for a minute. But if I stay up to 12, I might shoot y'all something. How about that?
Well, you know, go and get you some rest, man, because you've been up for like, I don't know, like 3 years waiting on tomorrow.
I'm going to tell you like this. It's one thing about your body. When you get way too tired, it'll shut down for you. You ain't got to worry about
damn
it.
Damn right.
That motherfucker will shut down on his own.
Yeah, I done did that. I done been boiling here. Hit two pump cars, walking
these buckets. I used to be so tired, nigga. I wake up, nigga, and be like, where the fuck am I?
Right.
I wake up in the studio, sitting in the studio chair, nigga. Or I wake up with my face on the keyboard. Like, what the fuck?
Man. Yeah, tonight you ain't doing that tonight.
Mm-mm, I ain't doing that tonight.
You cutting everything short. You're going to make me have to watch this goddamn movie again on TV called A Wonderful Life with that motherfucker James Stewart. You remember that movie?
Oh, my God. This nigga said watch
A Wonderful Life and no music.
You,
that's a new movie.
You ain't got no cable up in that motherfucker?
No, I got cable. They just got A Wonderful Life on. You know that motherfucker that loses my, he fucking have a dream and don't nobody know him and shit, then all of us are chained back and then they know him again?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Hi, Mr. Parker. Hi, Miss Jackson. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
They play this motherfucker like every day, man.
I ain't going there. I'm about to hear if anything. If I don't go to sleep, I'll probably send y'all something. I gotta go and check
you ain't
on the wife.
You ain't got to do nothing, man. We love you, Thrax. We appreciate you even coming and showing up on Friday, man, on a day before your birthday and Christmas Eve, man. We appreciate you, man. Love you, bro.
Yeah, I love y'all too, man. It's all gravy, you know what I'm saying? Because I know one thing about it. I know how I can stay up. I'm probably getting ready to go watch Spider-Man. I done bought everybody, like, you know, my sister-in-law and my Street Twin, I bought them Fire Sticks because they always be wanting to watch shit that I watch, and they want to, oh, man, let me take the Fire Stick home. Nah, nigga, I bought y'all Fire Sticks. I'm going to program them motherfuckers for y'all, and y'all niggas be going to have at it. So,
what happened with your programming?
Huh?
What happened with your programming? You ain't got to worry about it no more?
Nah, but you know, it's like, like, the TV's in the studio, I can watch, like, the regular cable, but if I got the Fire Sticks hooked up, we can watch every game. One TV I have on, like, the NFL Red Zone, to where they keep switching, you know, over and over, and then whatever games you want to watch. And he'd be like, oh, because he a Cowboy fan, my Street Twin. He a Cowboy fan. And he'd be like, "Sis, I'm going to come up to you so I can watch the Cowboy game. Can you turn the Cowboy game on for me?" So now I'm just going to, I got him a Fire Stick for our birthday so he could just, he could watch the Cowboys at his own damn house. And I won't have to be subjected to that bullshit.
Why you want to do him like that? He wasn't watching with you.
No, he wanna watch it because he can't watch it at home. If it ain't on TV, you know what I'm saying? When that motherfucker don't have it on the regular channels, he's gonna watch that motherfucker anytime he want to.
Well,
not
you know
only
what?
That, you can watch boxing, you can watch all the pay-per-view boxing, motherfucking WWE, whatever, nigga, the fucking fight, the MMA, you can watch all the pay-per-views and all that shit for free. You ain't got to worry about that shit, as long as you got internet.
Yeah, well, you know, we're glad you got that dude, you know, the Fire Stick, so he can watch all the cow. You're going to be watching the Cowboy games all the way to February. You know that, right?
Nah, we're going to watch the Cowboy games.
Yeah, I already know. And February next year, too. Not just February coming, but February next year, too. We're getting two rings back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
God. Yep, y'all just watch what happened.
Like
that.
My little nephew talking shit. My nephew talking about shit about Kansas City. I like big rings, take little rings, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Big rings, take little rings.
Next year, I'm gonna send Scratch some cookies, some Dallas Cowboys cookies for Valentine's Day.
And I'm gonna take a video of me going to write this card.
You know you eat them blue cookies.
If they send them to me, that means they mine, so I can do whatever I want to them.
Them motherfuckers is good, though. So you don't want to throw them away.
Yeah, you know you're going to eat them blue cookies.
Yeah, he is. Motherfuckers is good.
Oh, my God.
You drink about two of them Hurricanes, you're going to eat about four Dallas Cowboy cookies.
Oh, my God. No. I'll tell you what, if I throw one out there and my dog eat it, I eat it. If my dog don't eat it.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, Rabbi Lee, he always got a compromiser come on outside. We go platinum,
yeah,
he become a cowboy fan. Now that cookie, his dog eat one, he go eat one. Boy, he down with it. He know it. Like, we only got one more. Sweet Pea, the last one.
Sweet
Pea, come on outside.
Sweet Pea ain't no cowboy fan, though.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Hey, you compromise. You already said you compromise. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, and we got BP, too. But he ain't a Raiders fan.
Mm-hmm. He a Raiders
fan. Yeah, he might as well come on to us, too, because they just got home.
He put himself on mute.
For a second.
My father was a Raiders fan. That nigga had a whole Raider van and all kind of shit. Me and my father got into it more than I get into it with y'all.
Where'd BP go?
Okay.
BP gone?
So, yeah, he gone.
I mean, if I happen to get rich on one of your tracks, I need to get you a cowboy promotion van.
Mm-mm.
For you to ride around in.
Mm-mm. So I brought it up and painted it.
I will say this though: if Dak don't get his shit together, we in trouble. I know that.
Yep, but y'all been playing high school teams the whole goddamn time. So.
No, we ain't been playing high school teams. We've been playing NFL teams, just like the San Francisco 49ers.
Them motherfuckers, boy.
What's y'all record, Scratch? What's 49ers record?
8-6. Not too far behind y'all.
Hey, you said that shit pretty quiet, goddamn it. You said that shit with no bass in your voice.
He said it real happily when he said not too far behind y'all.
Y'all ain't played nobody,
hey,
that
nigga
bro.
Said,
that's the whole
well, that,
thing.
That nigga
y'all
said
ain't,
that shit with
nigga,
no
wait,
bass.
What
you mean?
Y'all play. Y'all
that
play.
Said,
what do you mean?
That nigga
we
said, play. Like,
listen, man. We play two
Giants.
Dangerous teams. No, we play two. No, no,
like,
no. We play two.
Around this motherfucker.
We play dangerous teams. Minnesota and New Orleans is
dangerous.
Yes, they are.
New Orleans ain't dangerous.
Both of them dangerous. What are
no,
you talking about?
Not. No, they
Kansas
not.
City, Kansas City, Tampa Bay. Are you kidding me?
Well,
y'all
beat
high
Tampa
school
Bay
teams?
The first game, but y'all ain't played Tampa again.
What you mean we going to play them in the Super Bowl?
Hold on. New Orleans Saints beat them again. What the fuck? We don't need to never play them motherfuckers.
The Saints
beat them. They
gonna
got about a 40-something
Tampa
winning percentage.
What you talking about? We'll see them in the playoffs.
They got 40%. They got a 40% winning streak. The Saints beat them.
What the fuck y'all
fuck
talking about?
I hope we play Green Bay so we can smack their ass up.
For real.
Get them fools
everybody
back.
Shut up. We smack Green Bay up there. Everybody get to be quiet.
They sure will. He'll smack their ass up over there with Rodgers with his long-ass hair and shit. Thank you, Jesus. Go on, Scratch. Happy born day to you, man. My great brother, we love you, man. You know, I know you ain't gonna send no tracks tonight for a nigga, so I'm gonna go to sleep.
Yo, no shit. I'm about to go and see what my wife doing, cause my wife sleep. I'm just gonna make a U-turn and come back out in the studio.
And you know, a nigga getting old, man. A nigga, you know, gonna be 52 in January next month, man. You know, I'm just sitting up here, man, bored the motherfucker, man. Nigga from L.A. in San Diego with nothing to do. Come on, Scratch, help a nigga. Did I beg good enough?
You only need about 20 tracks.
Did that work, Scratch?
You only need about 20 tracks. You know you got about 2,000 of them in the computer.
I'll pay him for them all, too, once I get with him and get close up. Shit, I'll be having money in my hand. I'll be like, Scratch, play that. Okay, here you go. Here go three for that one. Here go four for that. I'll have it all in my hand.
That's the day I'm waiting on. But if I go in there, because my wife was drinking, so if my wife, if she doesn't fuck
she
tonight,
hasn't.
And she don't
if
drink,
she,
so.
Oh, you in trouble then.
She
drinking
that drink. Kid too. But no,
she drinking that
no BP too.
That eggnog and shit, that shit had a nigga fucked off.
Yeah, she going to be farting and shitty as hell too.
That's why I stopped fucking with that eggnog this year.
I'm on her. If she sleep, I'm probably going to make a U-turn and come back out here. That's what I do. If she sleep, I just come back outside, shit.
You know what they say when you make a U-turn? You know what they say when you make a U-turn on your wife, you know what I'm saying, that the police really pull you over.
Bye. That motherfucker better pull me over in between the house and the studio then.
Oh, that drink is going to catch up. We really don't give a fuck.
Nigga, pull me over in my driveway, nigga. Walking across the driveway. Hell no.
But nigga, did you just do a U-turn on your wife? Come here, nigga.
She be knowing shit. I mean, I ain't going to sit up in there and watch her sleep if I ain't sleepy. Shit, that don't make no sense.
Hey, bro. What's wrong with?
She fucking, if she sleep, I'm going to come back out here and I'll sit up here and think about it. Because I got to do something. Because I ain't sleepy. I ain't buzzed. I'll probably go in there and get me some Cobra-Sire and come back out.
You got to drink one and smoke one for your birthday, man.
Oh, yeah. I got one roll, shit. So I'm going to go see what she's doing. I know she probably fucking passed the fuck out. It don't take much for her. She have like a couple of sips and she be fucked up. And she'll pass out. If she sleep, I'm just going to come back out here. Fuck it. Yeah, so anyway, man, love y'all, man. True West Radio. I mean, hell, everybody else is gone. I think Sweet Peas. Well, I see her number.
I love y'all, man. Reverend Huffy.
All right, man. So I'll let y'all know if y'all see something in y'all email. I know what song you was talking about earlier, too.
Well, I had like two or three. I heard like two or three or four, you know, but, you know, whatever you sent me.
Yeah, you sent it for everybody about 20 tracks. It'd be all right. Oh, that's how you going to just tease it with some tracks, huh?
And I ain't gonna tease a nigga. A nigga gonna be sitting up to 12 midnight hoping Scratch sends some shit. I'm gonna be stalking him on his Facebook page. I'm gonna go like all his pictures on Facebook right now.
Go share them all too. Go share them all.
Yeah. I'll send y'all stuff, man. If she sleep, I'm gonna send y'all something. She ain't sleep, I'm gonna be out there fucking with her.
Shit, let me talk to your wife. I'm gonna say, excuse me, man, I never met you, but could you go to sleep?
She gonna be like, who the fuck, boy? You never.
Mm. That crazy ass Rev Ali.
Confetti, no, my wife ain't no joke, dude. She cuts your ass out like a motherfucker. What you
I
say?
Bet. I ain't say nothing. I'm good.
Don't play another one of hot ones. See what you got in the storage.
They're about to cut us off. They closed all of the goddamn songs. I can't play no more songs. They closed them all.
Oh goddamn! He closed.
That's why I'm gonna get my motherfucking ass up out of here. So. I'll get with y'all later, man. I'll see what's going on. If she sleep, I'll send y'all something. If she ain't sleep, I'll send something tomorrow when I'm in here cleaning up and shit. Okay, all right, yeah, yeah, well, yeah, one love, God bless you.
All that smoking don't get to it. All that drinking don't get to it. Okay. Just talk with somebody. Just want to let me talk.
Nobody in the bathroom. You missed a call from Burrow an hour ago. Thank you. You walk the right way, it's just cause the ass got 50 million pounds.
Trying to get back to you if you can.
teach you and get out there and get to you.
Thank you.